As a contribution to the spiritual life of America, this station brings you on transcription the Baptist Hour of the Southern Baptist Convention.
And
the Oklahoma Baptist University Bison Glee Club sets the mood of worship and praise as they open today's program with Praise Him and Crown Him with Many Crowns.
read in God's Word from Malachi, the 3rd chapter, verses 5 and 6. I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerer, and against the adulterer, and against false swearers, and against those who oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we know that thou dost love us and are concerned about all we think and do. May we be aware of thy presence and be strong in the face of temptation because of thy indwelling power. By thy grace, we can bear our sorrows, endure our pain, and face our difficulties. We invoke thy blessings upon us as we worship and pray in the name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen.
This is the Baptist Hour, with music by the Bison Glee Club of Oklahoma Baptist University. A recent article in The Beam told of how one of the smallest and oldest Baptist churches in the country reached a nationwide congregation on network television. This article, entitled Cross Country Service, is typical of the many fascinating and informative items that appear each month in The Beam, official publication of the Radio and Television Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. In addition, each issue contains a host of pictures, the column spotlighting radio and TV news, which keeps you posted on activities in the entire realm of religious broadcasting and telecasting, and the current Baptist Hour messages for the entire month. We think you'll agree with other readers that The Beam is one of the most worthwhile little publications you can receive. And to introduce you to its many features, we would like to send you a free copy of The Beam. Just write your name and address on a postcard with the words Beam, B-E-A-M. Mail it to the Baptist Hour, Fort Worth, 16, Texas. Your copy of The Beam will be sent to you immediately. Our address again is the Baptist Hour, Fort Worth, 16, Texas. In a moment, today's message, The Immutable God. The Baptist Hour speaker is Dr. Harold W. Seaver, pastor of Dauphin Way Baptist Church, Mobile, Alabama. Today's message is the 12th in his series, The Glory of a Faith You Can Practice. Now Dr. Warren Angel directs the Oklahoma Baptist University Bison Glee Club as we hear, Jesus, the very thought of thee.
we can truthfully say that we are living in an age of transition, and for many, an age of bewilderment. The question is repeatedly asked, do we have any permanent influence or element existing in this changing world? Many parents are familiar with the words which prick just a little. Oh, mother and dad, you're just an old fogey. Meaning, you are not familiar with the trends of the moment. Indeed, we live in a changing world. There are times when I know that I have passed the stage of youth, for I am no longer familiar with their language, and the phrases we used in my day are completely unknown to them. I have read for years with a great deal of interest the comic strip in our daily paper entitled Maggie and Jiggs. You may recall that some time ago, the niece of Maggie was visiting in the home. One afternoon, everyone had gone but Jiggs, who was enjoying a wonderful afternoon nap when suddenly the phone rang, disturbing his rest. It was Bobby's boyfriend. And when Jiggs reported that Bobby, the niece, was not at home, this was the message the young lad asked Jiggs to deliver. Just tell the drape shape not to forget our date to rat race, and I'm all set to buy her a tonsil dunker. Do you calla my jive? Ta-ta, shathole shape. And bing, up went the receiver. I was rudely awakened to the realization that ours indeed is an age of transition. As is true in every transitory period, there are changes that indicate progress and growth, and at the same time give evidence that we have influences that are equally permanent and changeless. Malachi was a Hebrew prophet, and after the rebuilding of the temple in 516 BC, there came a period of transition that proved to be a period of degeneration. The prophets became careless and corrupt. A skepticism grew to an alarming extent. Foreign marriages were being contracted and class distinctions began to appear. Under these conditions, Malachi began preaching a number of reform sermons, the topics of which would seem to be messages delivered by the ministers of this generation. The topics of Malachi were God's love and man's ingratitude, the degeneration of the priesthood, the evils of divorce, and the coming judgment. Although his general theme indicated that conditions indeed were alarming, we must emphasize that he asserted there is ground for hope. For Malachi heard a voice from heaven saying, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed. Notice the permanence of God. The idea of the permanence of God runs throughout the entire Bible. We note in Numbers 23:19 that Balaam is reported to have said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he not spoken, and will he not make it good? Again, the psalmist has said, the Eternal's purpose stands forever, and what he plans will last from age to age. In the New Testament, James has written, God is the Father of heavenly lights. With him there is no variation, no shadow cast by turning, and from him comes every good and perfect gift. Not only in the scriptures, but also in the hymns of the church, the idea of God's changelessness is recalled, such as in these lines of Isaac Watt. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame, from everlasting thou art God, to endless years the same. Then again, we must notice that God's purposes are equally unchangeable. We do not only believe that God himself is unchangeable and completely dependable, but also that his purposes are unchangeable. He not only has a plan for each life as creator, but also for the entire universe, for the nations of the world. With persistent energy, he will press on until his eternal aims will be achieved. It has been rightly said, the purposes of God may be thwarted, but they never shall be frustrated. In the early days of Christianity, false teaching and corrupt living necessitated the writing of the letters of Jude and 2 Peter. In both of these epistles, the early Christians were urged to stand firm in their faith and to cultivate Christian virtues. In 2 Peter, we note an arresting phrase concerning the eternal and changeless promises of our God. The writer states that these promises are exceedingly great and very precious. They touch every phase of life. They meet every emergency. They are trustworthy. They are permanent. In the fulfillment of God's plan, meeting the needs of the individual and the world, his divine promises guarantee the promise of rehabilitation. Science and religion agree in many ways, but in this one truth especially, that man is imperfect. God has revealed that these imperfections can be overcome, and that all of man's disabilities, whether they be physical, mental, moral, or spiritual, can be removed. We are perhaps more familiar with the word rehabilitation today than ever before in the history of the world. It is utterly amazing what the surgeon, therapist, and psychologist is able to accomplish with broken bodies and sick minds. It is only when visiting in the hospitals you discover that as a result of repeated operations and the exerting of the willpower and determination on the part of the patient, men who in days gone by would have been hopelessly incapacitated are now able to live normal, useful lives. Because of the increased knowledge and wisdom imparted by God to those who serve in the ministry of healing, these miracles are being accomplished. How blind indeed we would be if we failed to realize that the achievements of this day in meeting the needs of the body and the mind are but positive evidences of the fulfilling of God's plan. If the physically weak and maimed can be rehabilitated, how much more is God able to rehabilitate those who are spiritually imperfect? How wonderful are the words of God, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be made white as snow. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Imperfections can be overcome. All of man's disabilities can be removed, for this is the promise of God. And then there is the promise of preservation. Fear and anxiety enter into all of our lives and handicap us. Our changeless God assures us of his unfailing protection. He is able to keep us safe and secure. How wonderful are the words of the 121st Psalm, which reinforce the assurance of God's protecting power. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh even from the Lord, who hath made the heavens and the earth. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy defense. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. One of our presidents once said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror which paralyzes needed effort to convert retreat into advance. Think how true it is of millions of people who in their individual lives are continually running away from something which actually doesn't exist at all. How wonderful to believe that our God is our refuge and is able to keep that which we have committed unto him even against that day. And then there is the promise of consummation. The Word of God assures us that life will be a constant progression until this existence is finally merged into the next, which is the incorruptible and eternal life. Do you ever ask yourself why it should be that to a generation like ours, the stupendous task of living for God in this world of today should be committed? Do you ever wonder why the church, facing world-shaking events, has so many weak, ignorant, and sinful leaders in her ranks? Surely, it seems, you could say, a more heroic age should have been matched with this hour. There is no answer but the fact that God, the immutable, the changeless, the purposeful, in his wisdom, has set us to this task. He has the power to enable you to live for him in amazing ways, to conquer and be victorious in this age of transition. It is not the magnitude of your task, but the limitless resources that he can bestow upon you which should occupy your mind. It is not your own achievements, but the mighty acts and the unquestioned power of God that should be the theme of your thinking. It is not the things that confront you in the present struggle or the building of a new world order alone, but rather the grandeur of God's purposes and all that he has done for its fulfillment that should dominate your thoughts. In these critical and perplexing days of change, worry, and concern, there is an unchanging, all-powerful, all-wise God with whom we can leave every questionable issue and, following his leadership, be fearless to do our best in every situation. How tragic it is to have available the unlimited resources of God and to refuse them, to stand against God in the world of today with all of your enlightenment and opportunity, when all that you need do is accept God's invitation to your own heart. Believe, and thou shalt be saved. This is God's promise, and it will never change. This truth has been thrillingly expressed in this paraphrase of the greatest text in the Bible, John 3:16. God, the greatest lover, so loved the greatest degree, the world, the greatest company, that he gave the greatest act, his only begotten Son, the greatest gift, that whosoever, the greatest opportunity, believeth, the greatest simplicity, in him, the greatest attraction, shall not perish, the greatest promise, but the greatest difference, have the greatest certainty, everlasting life, the greatest possession. With Malachi, the prophet of old, you can hear God saying right now, I am the Lord, I change not.
Sons of men, there are
For a free copy of today's message, write to the Baptist Hour, Fort Worth, 16, Texas. You have been listening to Dr. Harold W. Seaver, pastor of Dauphin Way Baptist Church, Mobile, Alabama, and the music of the Oklahoma Baptist University Bison Glee Club, Warren Angel directing. This program is produced, transcribed each week at this time by the Radio and Television Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention, Paul M. Stevens, director.
Lord, be with you till we meet again. By his counsel guide us.